Are saints tempted to turn into martyrs? Dying for the faith became exalted as imitation of Christ. I'm not denigrating martyrdom, only pointing out that stage six is not the end of the journey. As long as suffering holds any temptation, there is some hint of sin, and in that arises the last tiny separation between God and the devotee. The ego retains enough power to say that I am proving my holiness to God. In the next stage, there will be nothing left to prove, and therefore no I at all. Getting to that point is the last struggle of the saint. By the smallest hair, there's a distance to go. Amazingly, in that fraction of a distance, an entire world will be created. Stage 7, God of Pure Being, I Am. Sacred Response. There is a God who can only be experienced by going beyond experience. The God of Stage 7 is known when all else is forgotten. Each person is tied to the world by 1,000 invisible threads of mental activity, time, place, identity, and all past experiences. When you think you know something, you refer only to some scrap of the past. The God of Stage 7 is holistic. He encompasses everything. To know him, you would have to possess a mind to match. As my mind revolves and buzzes with data, it keeps assuring me that I am real. Why do I need this assurance? No one asks this question as long as the world is with us. Then the glitter of memory ceases its dazzling flicker, and then you cut to the chase, which is nothing. A void with no activity. God. In place of the highest ecstasy, one gets emptiness. The God of Stage 7 is so intangible that he can be defined by no qualities. Nothing remains to hold on to. The empty void contains the potential for all life and all experience. The mystery of Stage 7 is that nothingness can mask infinity. You have to climb the spiritual ladder from one rung to the next. Now that we are high enough to view the whole landscape, it's time to kick the ladder away. No support at all, not even the mind, is needed. For Stage 7 to be real, there must be a corresponding response in the brain. In cases of autism, a patient may blend so completely into the world that he has to cling to a tree to make sure that it exists. Brain researchers have caught epileptic seizures on their scans. Another instance where patients report unearthly feelings and losing identity. But such examples do not account for the sacred response, as I will call it. Objectively, the state goes beyond miracles in that the person does nothing to affect reality except look at it. Yet, in that looking, the laws of nature shift more profoundly than in miracles. Everything around us is the product of who we are. In Stage 7, you no longer project God. You project everything, which is the same as being in the movie, outside the movie, and the movie itself. In unity consciousness, no separation is left. We no longer create God in our image, not even the faintest image of a Holy Ghost. A person who reaches Stage 7 is so free of attachment that if you ask, "Who are you?" the only answer is, "I am." At the virtual level, there is no energy, time, or space. This apparent void, however, is the source of everything, just as a blank mind is the source of all thoughts. In Stage 7, two impossible things must converge. The person has to be reduced to a speck of identity, closing the last minuscule gap between himself and God. Just when separation is healed, the tiny point has to expand to infinity. The mystics describe this as the one becomes all. To put it in scientific terms, when you cross into the quantum zone, space-time collapses into itself. Point and infinity are equal. The process sounds like dying because no matter how you approach it, one must give up the known world to attain Stage 7. The spiritual journey takes you to the place where you began as a soul, a mere point of consciousness, naked and undressed of qualities. This source is yourself. It doesn't wipe out ordinary existence. You still eat, drink, walk, and act out desires, but now the desires do not belong to anyone. They are remnants of who you used to be. Karma means always wanting more of what won't get you anywhere in the first place. In stage 7, you realize this and no longer chase after phantoms. Now you end up at the source, which is pure being. Once the adventure of soul searching is over, things calm down. If you suddenly woke up and realized that nothing around you was real, the smallest irritants and the greatest tragedies become equally unreal. Your detachment might set you apart, but you could keep it to yourself. The end of illusion is the end of experience as we know it. What do you receive in exchange? Only reality, pure and unvarnished. In stage 7, there's a shift of balance. One starts to notice the unchanging much more than the changing. Stage 7 isn't a prize or reward for making right choices. It is the realization of what you have always been.